Recovery and Reinvestment Act, and that's the brief update I want to provide to you. I also want you to know that we have begun a process to review options that may be available, with the understanding that at a point in time we will identify a plan for utilization of these funding resources and bring it back to you at a later date. Also want to point out, as I did last Monday, that we have not included these funds in the preliminary 2009-10 budget because there's a lot of uncertainty yet. And so by day, things are becoming more certain, but there still is uncertainty, although today we did receive additional information from the Department of Public Instruction regarding the IDEA funding that I'll refer to briefly. What I'd like to do is to have you turn to page 2. This is a very quick walkthrough. Page 2 identifies the State Fiscal Stabilization Fund. We believe that in good part that these are the funds that will be used to offset the state deficit. Although if you look at other aspects of this funding, this is also where the CUSAB funding is, where these zero interest bonds for facility work. And so we are in a process of learning what might be available outside of what the state is going to use this money to offset the deficit. These funds really, for all intents and purposes, come through the governor's office. If you turn to the next page, that's where the major immediate impact will be for the district in Title I and IDEA. And what I can tell you is that the total amount that will come for Title I for our district is $5.6 million. And for IDEA, it'll be $6.2 million. That is funding available for 2 years. We believe it'll come at one time, although some of that is uncertain at this point in time. What I want you to know there is that we're waiting for the final regs, mainly around this issue of what's called supplanting or supplementing, because both of the program areas are very clear typically that funds of this nature are used to supplement and not to replace district funding. So that's a major area that we're focusing on. We do now know, as I've shared, with you the amounts we met, and we also had discussion about the cautions that go with money that there's no certainty at the end of 2 years. And so on Friday of this week, we are going to look at a set of criteria before we look at specific ideas of the plan that should be considered as we construct the plan to bring back for your review and approval. If you go to page 4 of the document,
I just wanted to make sure I understood you correctly. So the amount for Title I, it's $5.6 million each year.
No, that's not correct. This is a total amount over the 2 years. $5.6 million total.
Okay.
And in IDEA, $6.2 million total. Although, as I said, we believe that the funds will come at one time at this point. That's our understanding. And they must be spent over a two-year period of time, beginning with next school year.
So it's not the 5.6 in 09 and 010, but it's 3.2 in 09 and 3.2 in 10?
That's a way to look at it. It's total. Is that inaccurate on that page?
It's confusing. We get the same amount each year.
No. Oh, okay. That's been clarified. We'll leave you with a cleaned-up version tonight. But that is the total amount for 2 years.
5.6
and 6.2.
Okay, thank you.
And I'm sorry about that.
No, that's okay.
Then if we go to the next page, page 4, what that funding is for new and existing programs that will be administered through the DPI. And you see that there are targeted grant funds for technology, the homeless program, and a relatively small amount that would be available for our districts for the food service in the area of equipment. If you go to pages 5 through 8, these are all the programs that are new under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act that will be administered at the national level. And some of you may have heard reference to the bottom one on page 5, which is called the Race to the Top. And that is the that's $5 billion that has been set aside for the secretary to identify his major their major reform piece under the Obama administration. That's referred to as Race to the Top. But pages 5 through 8 deal with pots of money that are available and will be administered at the national level, which are new programs. Okay? Then finally on page 9, what those these are non-recovery funding streams that are of interest to the district. The Even Start program, which the district had a grant some time ago, does not right now. Another technology grant, and also one related to community-oriented policing. My message to you is there are these very large pots of money that are split in these pages. If you go back to the cover page, it tells you, again, the glossary of how they're split. And my general practice here will be for us to look at all things that are potential for us. Some things we may not be able to apply for, but we're going into this with the idea of seeing what the possibilities are. And so with that, I'll stop and see if you have any questions for now.
Are there any questions for the superintendent? Mr. Hughes?
Do we have additional need for grant writing expertise in the administration? Is
this
more grants that
are being required? Well, there will be more grants, especially if we decide we want to pursue some of these new areas. We talked about that on Friday. Do we have the resources to be able to pursue a level of aggressiveness in terms of things available? And I guess, we have to be cautious because we have one grant writer on staff. And she's involved with all of our existing programs. At the same time, I'm open that if there's a particular resource that makes sense to leverage like a strategic plan initiative, something that we've talked about as a top priority, I'd also like us to have a conversation that we don't eliminate the pursuit of it, but we figure out how much would that additionally cost to be able to have some additional help in this area. In view would be is we wouldn't look at additional staff, but we may look at some additional consulting services to help with some of this.
Ms. Moss?
Do you know how the DPI amount, the amount that we would receive from DPI was calculated?
I believe it was all based on the free and reduced lunch for
ARRA funding, the food service.
I'm sorry. Food service and the homeless pot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. So does that, does that mean we can get up to $1,316,000?
In food service?
Yeah.
No, that should be taken as that dollar means the amount available to the state.
Never mind.
Yeah, that's what I said. Okay. We would be, likely applying for a fairly small amount of that. Thanks for asking.
Yeah.
So that's the overview I wanted to provide, with the understanding that more needs to be learned yet, and that we'll come back with a plan.
Can I ask one more?
Sure.
Ms. Moss?
I remember you're telling us that the length of time that we have to put all these plans together is very short.
Right.
Is that on here? I know you have a timeline, but is there generally a date by which all of this is going to end and we're going to have had everything done?
Well, if we just look at the Title I and the IDEA, it's next school year and the following school year. And then the grants will have their own dates of application that we'll have to meet, and there may be some variation on those.
Okay.
So I guess what we talked about as staff, we're going to have to be in a mode of developing a plan very quickly, and we want to make sure that these resources are used in a targeted way, but there's also the expectation that they're spent, and they're spent within that time period. So, I mean, it doesn't really afford us a lot of time to put a good plan together. We'll put a good plan together, but it'll be fairly quickly.
Okay.
Ms. Passman.
Yeah, I noticed in just the technology, this does not include purchase, does it? It includes professional development. Well, we can't use it to purchase computers, is that right?
I think there's some variation. If you look at the entire material, which wasn't my goal tonight.
Okay, I know.
It was to, there's several different pots relative to technology. Some may allow and some may not allow.
All right, good, good.
Thank you, Superintendent.
Thank you, and that concludes my report then.
Thank you very much. Next on the agenda is standing committee reports, the first being the Student Achievement and Performance Monitoring, and I will turn it over to Mr. Winston.
And before we go, in terms of the Student Achievement and Performance Monitoring, I'd like to move for the board to take up item